Leaders. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Assalamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, inshallah, just to continue with Surah Yasin, the magnificent surah of the glorious speech, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last session, we covered a few ayats, Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim. Allah takes an oath by Qur'an, and Qur'an literally means a book that is read in abundance, that is continuously read, a literature that is always read, non-stop. Hakim, Quran will make you wise. It is filled with wisdom. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And Allah takes an oath that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are from my Rasul, and you are from amongst the messengers that we have sent. Ala siratim mustaqim. And anyone who follows you is on a path that is leading straight to Jannah. That is where the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Shaitan will open up for you many other ideologies, other paths that take this route, take this route. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Deen and Iman is only one path, and that is Deen-e-Islam. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and inshallah we continue from this ayat-e-kareema, verse number 5. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. It's so important that as Muslims, we have some relationship with the Arabic language. Arabic language is the mother tongue of our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we go to Jannah, we won't be speaking Gujarati and not English. Not English. And any other Urdu, or forgive me, you know, there's so many people sitting here and they'll have their own mother tongue. But these languages will have an expiry date. Although if somebody chooses to speak in Jannah, there is no restriction. But the official language for the people of Jannah will be Arabic. So the Quran is in Arabic. Our Nabi speaks Arabic. That's his mother tongue. And Lughatul Jannah, the language of Jannah, is also in Arabic. So we need to familiarize ourselves with the Arabic language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Tanzeel means it is sent down. The Quran is sent down. It is sent down by who? The one who is Aziz. And the one who is Rahim. Deliberately, I am using the name Aziz and Rahim as mentioned in the Quran so that I can give you an explanation. Tanzeel in the Arabic language means that something that has come down, that Allah has sent something down to the people. There are other words in the Quran that have been used also, and Tanzeel comes from Nazzala. And you get another word, Inzal, Anzala. Nazil hona Anzala. Anzala, Nazzala, Tanzeel. So in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاتَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And we sent down the Tawrat and Injil. But as for the Quran, Allah says Tanzeel. But for Tawrat and Injil, Allah is saying Anzala. Different words in the Arabic language. What's the difference? Both have a very similar meaning that we have sent down. But the difference between Anzala and Tanzeel, the difference between the Quran, Tawrat and Injil has been mentioned here. Anzala means that Allah sent down the Tawrat and Injil completely at once. Tawrat and Injil, Anzala, means that it was sent down completely at once. Tawrat was given once to Musa alayhi salam. Injil was given once to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. But the Quran was not given at one time. It took 23 years. How many years? Portion by portion. And that's the meaning of Tanzeel. Tanzeel means to send down something. But to send down in piece by piece, segment by segment, portion by portion. Thora thora karke Qurani Kareem ka nuzul hua. That's the difference. So, وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاتَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Tawrat, Injil came down all together. The Quran did not come down all together. 23 years. Some of the ayats were revealed in Makkah Mukarrama and some of the ayats were revealed in Medina, Munawwara. Generally, that is how the theme is of the Quran. So Quran is portion by portion, bit by bit, sometimes one chapter, sometimes one ruku, sometimes three, four ayats, sometimes five ayats, sometimes a few rukus. But it took 23 years for the entire Quran to be revealed upon Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know that the first ayats to be revealed is not Suratul Fatiha, but it is Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min alaq. So that is the first few ayats that were revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tanzeel and also Inzal, Anzala. Now when you look at the Quran, it is amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Arabic language has used Tanzeel to describe how the Quran came down. But in some ayats, Allah has described also Anzala for the Quran to come down. So how do we reconcile? The words Tanzeel is there and also Anzala is there. So for an example, Allah says, famous surah of the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah is saying here, we revealed the Quran on the night of Qadr. So here it's not Tanzeel. Here Allah is saying, we revealed Anzala. In another very famous verse of the Quran, Shahru Ramadan allazi unzila. Same word, unzila. That we revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. So now we need to understand the barakat of the Quran. The Quran came down in two intervals. The first coming down of the Quran was from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the first heavens of this dunya. And from Lawh-e Mahfuz, when it came down, it came in a complete form. So that is why Allah says, Anzala, Inna Anzalnahu. So one part of the Quran was also revealed in its entirety. in a complete form. That is from Lawhe Mahfuz to the first heaven. It is so important as Muslims we have a bit of understanding with regards to our scripture, Quran-e Kareem, MashaAllah, some background information of the Quran. So the first journey of the Quran was from Lawhe Mahfuz to the first heavens. This was near the time when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the city of Makkah and he was about to be crowned as the Nabi of Allah. When he was in Ghar-e Hira, and when the first time Hazrat Jibreel Amin came down and the Quran was being revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, here is what we call Tanzeel, that now from the first heaven, upon the heart of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Quran was being revealed very, very slowly, and it was paced in a way that whenever there was a need, a necessity, then the relevant ayats were revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Quran was revealed altogether once, and the Quran was also revealed from the first heavens to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, portion by portion, ayah by ayah. And so one ruku, two rukus, three rukus, all that was revealed to Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the Quran in this manner? So that a person can internalize and absorb inside the ruhaniyat, the nur, the light, the spirituality of the Quran. So if you take everything all together, it would be very, very difficult because it is the kalam of Allah. So when a person slowly is taking in the Quran, mashaAllah, the Quran will keep him alive. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, the kuffar in the Islamic terminology are dead people. What are they? Dead people. They are alive, of course, they've got the soul, the ruh. But dead in a sense that the food for the soul is not given to them. The food that the soul wants, ruh wants, is Quran, the kalam of Allah. That is why it is mandatory, farz for us to read 5 times a day, namaz. And in namaz is what? You are giving food to your ruh. And when you are giving food to your ruh, you are giving, it's like your car. Now you know, mashallah, you don't want to risk it. There's only 10 miles and no petrol, and after that you're on the road, and what will happen? You'll get stuck. Oh, you've got a mobile phone and your mobile phone tells you, Hazrat, you won't able to use me anymore. Huh? Hazrat, you're not going to use me anymore. So now there's panic. Even more important than the petrol in the car is your mobile phone nowadays. So you are going to have a portable charger or something to charge it. So everything in this dunya requires some form of maintenance, some form of charging. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan that way. The body is going to be charged by the food of this dunya. But the food of this dunya is not going to repay your ruh. That's why you don't get sukoon. You can eat as much as you can. You can have as much as you can of this dunya, but you're not happy. You're not content. Why are you not happy? Because you're not giving food to the soul, the ruh. The ruh is not happy. When your ruh is not happy, then you are just feeding your body. This is what the kuffar do. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the first heavens, portion by portion, piece by piece, portion by portion. And then when the entire Quran was revealed, mashallah, then of course a person can read the entire Quran, a person can choose how much Quran he is required to read. And this is something that is going to keep him alive until Allah wills. until Allah wills. So that is why Quran is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more Quran you have, the more closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Hafiz al-Quran. MashaAllah. What is it? Hafiz al-Quran. On the day of Qiyamah today, we don't value a Hafiz. Today somebody who becomes a Hafiz, oh, MashaAllah, is a Hafiz. Theek hai bhai. Bhai, Hafiz, Alim. If you don't have an Alim in your midst, it is okay if you don't have doctors, lawyers, anybody else in the world, it's okay. But if you don't have alims in your midst, you've had it. You've had it. Within 10, 15, 20 years, the entire infrastructure of the community changes. Because the scholars do the works of Anbiya alayhimus salam. And Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam make sure that the human being, the faculties, his understanding, his thinking is always right. Otherwise what happens? Shaitan hijacks the body and takes over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now Allah is saying, Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Bit by bit, portion by portion, this Quran was sent down to my Nabi. And then Allah says, this Quran was sent down by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got many names. But here, the two names that he uses, Tanzeel al-Aziz and Rahim. Why did he use two names, Aziz and Rahim? Aziz means the one who is the most powerful, the one who dominates and can never be dominated, the one who can never be overpowered, but who overpowers everything. The most dominant is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah used the word Aziz here to remind human beings that if you are going to turn away from my Nabi and the message that I have given to my Nabi in the form of the Quran, then don't think that you will get away. Don't think that by disrespecting Masjid-e-Aqsa, you will get away. Don't think that by doing zulm and oppression upon people, you will get away. Don't think that. Don't think that. Your final destination is Jahannam anyway. That is where you will be thrown, flung. Wahan tumhare chitre nikal jayenge. Abhi tumne yahan zulm kiya na logo ke saath. Wahan to fir. That is where you, don't think you will get away. Allah is saying, Tanzeel al-Aziz. What you are doing, don't for 1 minute think that you will get away. Because I am Aziz, the most powerful. Nobody overpowers me. And then Allah is using the complete opposite name. After Aziz, He says, I am also Rahim. And Rahim for who? For the people of Iman. The people who surrender to the Quran, the people who accept the message of the Quran. And when we say the Quran, we mean the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody who obeys the kalam of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am Rahim. I am merciful to him in this dunya, in the grave, in the hereafter, and he will see my real mercy in Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine just this one verse of the Quran. How much information Allah Pak has given to us in Surah Yasin. So that is why when we read the Quran, we should ponder. It's an opportunity for us that when we memorize the Quran, let us memorize Surah Yasin in the month of Ramadan at least. Yasin wal Quran il Hakim. Innaka laminal mursaleen. Ala siratin mustaqeem. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. So when you ponder, Tanzeel means this, Aziz means this, Rahim means this, you will begin slowly to understand the contents, the message of the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Juha, verse number 6, Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim ke baad kya hai? لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ غَافِلُونَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat kareema is saying that the Quran was revealed to you, O my Nabi, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ, to warn the group of people whose forefathers were not warned and they have become heedless. They have become ghafil. It is talking about the people of Makkah. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ. O my Nabi, the Quran has come to you now to warn the group of people, your qawm, whose forefathers have not been warned, and they have now become very ghafil, heedless. What does it mean? My respected brothers and elders, if you look at Arabia, the city of Makkah Mukarrama, the Banu Ishaq and the Banu Ismail, the two clans and tribes of Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. The father Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of his child was Banu Ishaq, Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam, from this Nabi, all of the prophets came, most of the Anbiya. So every generation had seen a Nabi, most of the people that had come. His other son, Ismail alayhi salam, he went and he lived in Makkah Mukarrama. Ismail alayhi salatu was salam was the only Nabi that came in Arabia, and thereafter was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran is saying that there has been a gap, a time, a period of time, that in Arabia, after Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, directly to these people, no Nabi has come except for you. Of course, other Nabis were there. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam was the last Nabi, but he is from the Banu Ishaq. But in Arabia, the Arabs did not have a Nabi, and they had lost track of Tawheed. When Ismail alayhi salatu was salam had come, slowly, slowly again what had happened, paganism had settled into Arabia. So the Quran is saying that, O my Nabi, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ, warn them, and warn them that their forefathers were not warned and they became ghafil, totally heedless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this spiritual ailment, and which is called ghaflat, to be heedless. Sometimes what happens, my respected brothers, that a person is doing something wrong, but he doesn't know. And sometimes a person is doing something wrong with intent. See, when you try to tell someone what is right and what is wrong, he might say, right, your qabar is your qabar, my qabar is my qabar, don't do my panchat, you pray your namaz, don't tell me anything. Leave me. A lot of people in this dunya don't want to change. Why? Because changing your comfort zone can be very difficult. A person who's not used to praying Fajr namaz, and then you tell him to wake up for Fajr namaz, he'll find it very hard, because he's not used to that kind of a lifestyle. A person who is always watching movies and Bollywoods, the Salman Khans and the, which other Khans are there? The other Khans, khair, whatever Khans they are, and he's always used to watching all these, you know, movies. Then you tell him that, yaar, ye naach, gana, music, ye sab kuch guna hai. He's finding it very hard. Because that is his comfort zone. His makeup is like that. That is how he chooses himself to be. A person who is always swearing, a person who is doing ghibat, a person who is a fornicator. You know, people have a habit of doing zina. Allah save us. Every time in their workplace, They'll find a woman and, you know, chit-chat, talk, girlfriend banali, zina kar liya, do teen mahine guzare, and they have got no time to take the responsibility, and then they move on. Like how the kuffar live. And this is guna. And when you tell people, don't do this, people don't like it. One of the reasons why people don't listen to Jumu'ah lectures, they don't like to come for Jumu'ah bayans. Why? They like to come for khutbah. Because when the imam is talking, it's hurting them. It's hurting them. It's hurting their ego. It's hurting their feelings. Yaar, ye kya baat kar raha hai? Kyun baat kar raha hai? Aisi baat kyun kar raha hai? Karna padta hai, bhai. You are alive now. You still have an opportunity before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks into your nama-e amal and everything is unraveled. Allah has given us the opportunity. So these were the people in Makkah who were not prepared to budge. They were suffering from ghaflat. Allah save us. And a person becomes heedless. One of the reasons when a person does not want to change, there could be many reasons, but the ulama have cited one reason, and that is ego and arrogance. Allah save us. I have seen marriages break. 4 children. 5 children. Lovely couple. Going out. Doing everything together. MashaAllah. Everything is fine. Lovely. No issues whatsoever. One argument. The wife will hold her ego. The wife will hold her ego. Ah, bas. Maine hi jhukungi. The husband will hold his ego. And the shaitan is in the middle enjoying. Well done. Well done. They have no khawf of khuda. They don't listen to the Quran. They don't listen to the sunnah. They don't know how and what decisions to make. Because their environment is the kuffar environment. So now the wife doesn't understand what are my rights. The husband doesn't understand what I should be in. And this ego is building up and cementing and cementing and cementing until this wall is erected above their heads. The wife says, I'm not going to budge, do whatever you want. The husband says, ah, halaki kuch nahi hai. There is nothing in this, you know, trivial matters. Trivial matters, little things. Choti choti baate hoti. Lekin ye choti choti baate insaan ke ghar ko jala deti. Jala deti. And then what happens? The husband is this way, the wife is this way, then the husband decides, ah, shaitan, wrong people giving him the wrong advice. If your wife is like that, leave her, man. You'll find there's so many fishes in the ocean. Kya kehte? So many fish. Arey, bhai, wo fish pirana hogi ya koi aisi shark hogi to tumhe kha jayegi. Kaisi? So many fishes in the ocean. Wow. The advisor bhi aise hai. And then biwi ko jaakar pin maarte hai. You're in UK, man. You're holding a British passport. You're educated, man. You don't need nobody. Rishi Sunak Zindabad. Hai na hamari government. Kya? And then the wrong information and then arrogance, ego is building. And then after a few months, you know, the relationship has become so bitter and so sour. So much swearing, so much arguing. I am right. No, you are wrong. You are wrong. I am right. The children are crushed in the middle. And until, you know what happens, the final game, final straw of shaitan to break them in anger or anything like that. In anger or anything like that, you know, the husband will decide that, you know what, I want to give talaq. End of the game. Allah save us. Sometimes because of ego, a person is denied from iman. Even more dangerous. The takabbur does not allow him to accept iman and Islam. Why should I accept iman and Islam? The takabbur. Ghaflat. Most of the time, a person becomes, you know, hard-hearted. And The Quran says this was the problem with the people of Makkah. This was not an issue with the people of Medina, but the people of Makkah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this was an issue with them. And you know what? Allah is As-Samad. What is Allah? Samad. My respected brothers and elders, there is no one more Samad than Allah. And you know what Samad means? Independent. Allah is saying, I am As-Samad. I don't need Jibreel. I don't need Mikael. I don't need anyone. I don't even need all of the prophets of this dunya. And that is why a time will come that everyone will end, and everyone will have ended and expired and will have died. Every single one, Malakul Maut, the one who was taking the ruh out from everyone by the kun, the loves of Allah, Allah will take his death, ruh out. Everything will end. And Allah will show that how independent he is. And it says in the Quran, the kalam of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Where are the kings? The arrogant people. The people who wanted fame. The people who claimed to be gods and powerful people. Where is everyone? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Nobody will answer. There's no Jibreel, there's no Mikael, there's no Hamilin Arsh. There's no one. Everyone is dead, expired. Limanil mulkul yawm. Nobody will answer. Allah will say himself, Lillahil wahidil qahhar. So Allah is very, very independent, my respected brothers and elders. Yes, Allah is very merciful. But it does not suit a person to test Allah. It is not befitting for a human being to test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be humble. Be accepting. You know, when elders tell you, hey bhai, sit down, bache, 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 bache. Hey, where is your father? Where is your father? Sit down, sit down, sit down. Don't move. Please don't move. You're disturbing me, huh? I lose my rhythm when people move around, please. This is not Masjid Nabawi or Makkah where people can move around. Believe me, it's a very small masjid. So, please, you know. So, main kya keh raha tha? Limanil mulkul? Nahi, iske baad bhi main kuch keh raha tha. Subhanallahil Azim. You don't test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not befitting for people to test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, this attitude that, you know what, it's okay in Ramadan, I'm not going to commit sins, but immediately on Eid day, you know what, I'm going to get into my old habits and do whatever I want to do. This can be very dangerous. This can be very, very dangerous. Allah save us. Now, the people of Makkah, they had this first hand opportunity to become the best of the best. To become the best of the best. Who are the best of the best after Anbiya? Ji? Sahaba. Who are they? Sahaba. The best of the best after the prophets is the Sahaba. Because you have an opportunity to become the best of the best. And you know what? You and I, we have not had an opportunity to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had an opportunity to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had an opportunity. They had everything in them. All the faculties were with them. But they chose not to take the right path. And they chose stones over Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They chose sticks over Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They chose idols over the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abhi aap India mein chale jai? India mein chale jai. You know, I was I have a habit, I give da'wat, alhamdulillah, we should all give da'wat. So, in Bombay, I was in a taxi and the taxi driver was a Hindu man. Kind of befriended him and I said to him, bhaiya, you know, aapko bura nahi lagega, main kuch kahun to, you know, you won't take any offense if I say something to you. I'm your well-wisher, yaar, you know, I'm your friend. Oh, no. Say whatever you want to say. I said, are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah. It's about religion. No. I'm very open-minded. Maine kaha, chalo, bahut achha. I said to him, you know, I was in Rajkot. There I saw a small temple. A miniature temple. You know, you get those small temples, they just have it on the road somewhere. Not a proper Hindu temple, a small temple. I said, inside there was this idol. So he goes, we worship that. I said, yeah. Okay. So I said to him, you know, I was standing there, and as a man coming from a different part of the world and being a Muslim, so it's fascinating for me to see other people and their cultures. So I said to him, after a while, I saw a dog going inside the mandir. And then with great style, he lifted up one leg. Balik kutta tha. Muttaki tha. Kahin peshab ke cheete na lag jaye. So with great style, the dog lifted one leg. And I am wondering and I am looking and he is shooting. Who is doing the shooting? Bhai, bolo bhai. Bol main raha hu, ghabra aap rahe. Itne to buzdil hum na bane bhai. Who is doing the shooting? The dog. The dog is shooting in the direction where? To the God you are worshipping. I said, this is stuck in my mind. This is stuck in my mind. So you know what he said? He goes to me, I've never thought about this at all. You are right. I said, you see, this is what I'm saying. Don't you think that worshipping one Allah is better than this? So he said, yes, but you know, we worship our forefathers, this ghaflat, what is it? Ghaflat, heedlessness. I said to him, but think about it, you have got the akal, a dog can urinate on your God inside that mandir. When other people are going to see this, what are they going to think of your husband, sorry, of your religion? I am not disrespecting your faith, but it is something that is affecting me. So I want to know, ab wo aadmi shasho panj mein par gaya, soch raha tha. So I said to him, anyway, my destination has come. I hope you can one day think about this. And in India, the masjids are open for everyone and for you to ponder. Tab Allah ka hum ehsaan aur Allah ka shukar kare, that what a beautiful religion that Allah has given us. Even in this modern world, people will value sticks, stones, other creations which are all false deities above Allah and His Rasul. And that is why in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kitne baje hai azan aaj? 59. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said something very amazing. Sune ha, meri aziz wa meri baat. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Ayat number 7. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ سبحان اللہ. کیا اللہ کا کلام ہے؟ Allah is saying, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ Most definitely, the word has been confirmed. About these people of Makkah, these people, Allah is saying to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word has been confirmed for most of them, aktharihim, in the city of Makkah. Fahum la yu'minun. They are not going to bring iman upon you. Now, why did Allah have to say this? We will go into that. But why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the word has been confirmed? The word has been confirmed that they, most of them, are not going to bring iman because of the knowledge of Allah. this rivalry goes back to day one. Listen to me very attentively, my respected brothers. If we listen to the Quran, it will stabilize your iman. It will make your iman strong. It will save you from fitna. Quran mein wo kashish hai. This rivalry goes day one between Adam alayhi salam and Shaitan. Two groups. The group that is going to follow the prophets and the group that is going to follow Shaitan. The group that is going to follow the prophets, the messengers, they are all going to the right path, Jannah. The group that is going to follow Shaitan, that is going to go to Jahannam. So that is why Allah says, قَالَ فَالْحَقُّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ Surah Sa'd. That those who follow you, O Shaitan, with you I am also going to throw them in Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam. So here we see that the people of Makkah did not choose to get into the company of a Nabi, but they remain in the company of Shaitan to console Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to tell him that don't worry so much, because a Nabi, his attitude and his shafqat and rahmat and his love for the people is so intense that if they were not accepting Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam sometimes would take the blame on himself. That maybe I am not doing something right. Maybe I am not doing enough. And he would cry and he would stay awake in the night and he would have this feeling, I spoke to Abu Jahl, I went to Abu Lahab, I went to the people here. Why? Kya hua? Kyun ye nahi mante? The level of iman in a Nabi is such that he is not like us. You see, with us, we will quickly blame the other person. No, I played my role, so and so person did not play. There was a lady who was speaking to me once and she said to me, Imam Sahab, you know, I feel I have not been a good mother. I feel I have not been a good mother. Halaki, what she had explained to me, she has been the best mother. Not just a good mother, the best mother. So sometimes Shaitan plays games and he will make you feel that there's something wrong with you. Halaki, there is a possibility that you might not be a good mother, you might not be a good wife, you might not be a good husband, you might not be a good father, yes. But there is also a possibility that the person in front of you might not be the right person. But a Nabi, his thinking was always that, you know what, have I done enough? Am I doing something that is there to please Allah? Why have they not become Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to reveal ayats upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to him, O my Nabi, you are doing everything that is right, but unfortunately the group of people are not going to choose you. They have chosen the path of Shaitan. They have chosen the path of Shaitan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And then the same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an explanation of how people choose the path of Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said something amazing. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan fahiya ila al-adqani fahum mukmahun. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan fahiya ila al-adqani fahum mukmahun. It is as if we have placed on their necks iron shackles. What is it? Iron shackles. Oh, back in the days, you know, the prisoners would have iron collars around their necks. So Allah is saying it is as if they have got on their necks iron collars which is reaching their azqan. Azqan means the chin. It is reaching their chin. Fahum mukmahoon. And because the iron collars is all around to their chin, the head is lifted up. Mukmahoon means the head is slightly up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing their arrogance, their attitude to this Nabi. And you see, when you can't move your head to the right or to the left and there's no movement because of the iron collar and your head is only one side, you don't even see what is happening on your right, you can't see what is happening on your left, and where you are walking, you can't even look down that is it safe for me to walk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this is how the people of Makkah had become so arrogant that they chose this path. They chose this path. And so Allah is describing that on the day of Qiyamah, this is how they will be portrayed to the world. The people who were arrogant and who did not listen to Anbiya, alayhimus salatu was salam, Allah save us, they will be shackled on the day of Qiyamah. And they will not be able to see to the right, to the left. They will not even able to do sajda on the day of Qiyamah. Because they were not humble enough to listen to Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this verse is very, very important, inshallah, very quickly for us to understand. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Very, very beautiful verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, a lot of people today even admire the lifestyle of a kafir. And they think, you know, these kuffar are really enjoying their life. These kuffar, you know, they've got everything. This is what a lot of people think. Very sad. Even in the Muslim part of the world today, you'll see our ladies want to become like how the Western women are. And even the men folks, they really want to change, you know, change, change. Change for what, bhai? To lose your good morals, to lose your good akhlaq, to lose your sharmo haya. To open up what? Subhanallah. And you see this as you travel, how quickly the Muslim world is also influenced and we are not proud of who we are. So Allah is saying, do you think that these people are happy? Do you think they drive a Lamborghini? So they drive a Lamborghini, they have a private jet and they have a private island and they are moving around. So you think that this is a good life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining in Surah Yasin the life of a kafir. Allah is saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا. Imagine you are standing. In front of you is a barrier, a wall. And behind you is a barrier. So there is a wall behind you. There is a wall in front of you. And you are in the middle. And imagine it's closing onto you like that. You are in the middle. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ. And Allah even closes everything, drapes it from the top. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ. The top part is also covered. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And they can't see. Can you imagine the suffocation? Can you feel the pain? That is how the life of that person is who is not in the state of Islam. That is why you will see people are committing suicide. Why are people doing zina? Why are people drinking alcohol? You know, a quick enjoyment. Because it is so dark, the life is full of darkness, that wherever they can get some cheap, cheap fun, cheap enjoyment, cheap, you know, flinch here and there, kuch, koi prostitute mil gayi, koi zina karne ki cheez mil gayi, kabhi yahan bhaage, kabhi wahan bhaage, kabhi yahan bhaage. This is what they do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is a life of misery. This is the reality of that person who has turned away from Allah and His Rasul. In fact, life becomes a form of Jahannam for them. So, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ la yubsirun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The other ayats that are there, it will take a bit of time and I don't want to rush into this. But subhanallah, these are, you know, very important themes for us to understand. Number one, a person can be stubborn. You know, sometimes just to teach someone a lesson, a young child, kabhi kuch jhagra hua, for a short period of time, you know, but to settle upon that and to cut ties and to, you know, just to think that, you know what, I am like God and whatever I must say must happen and otherwise it's not going to happen. Then what happens, you are going to drown yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the default system of a Muslim should be that he should be humble in his nature. And he should be most forgiving in his nature. Especially in relationship. Husband wife ka jhagra hua, very quickly apologize to one another. Don't allow shaitan to build barriers. Saddan wa min khalfihim, saddan faghshaynahum fahum la yubsirun. Don't allow that. Children and parents, make sure that relationship is there. Brother and a brother, make sure that relationship is there. Sister and a sister, brothers, your siblings, especially your immediate family, subhanallah, you know, learn to forgive and learn to love and learn not to keep that grudge and animosity. Otherwise, this animosity will take you to the other side. Shaitan will be the victor. That is why the people of Makkah, Allah says, فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Most of them could not accept Islam. You know why? Because they would say, this is our tribe. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tribe is this. Our tribe is more powerful than his tribe. So it was all about ego and they could not accept the truth. Isiliye, Isa alayhi salam aayenge, to sare Christian kya ban jayenge? Musalman. The first thing Isa alayhi salam will work on will be on the ego. To explain to them, you were calling me son of God, I am here. I am here. And I am telling you, I am Abdullah. And I am the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want to enter Jannah, read the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad. So we should be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Iman. And we should really be proud of our identity. And we should have relationship with the Quran. And especially in the month of Ramadan, to make our own Islah, inshallah. Dua kallam. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك